Today's mitzvah is mitzvah number Tzadik Aleph, mitzvah 91, Tzadi Aleph, mitzvah Havaas Bikurim, the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim, bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. There are two other mitzvos related to Bikurim as well, one more famous than the other one. There's a mitzvah in Parshas Kisava, which is the larger discussion of Bikurim in the Torah Shebichsav, Kisavo al Aretz. That's in the Tafresh Vav, the Chinuch counts the mitzvah of Kriya on Bikurim. Shidetz Tavinu Bahavienu Abikurim Lamikdash, Likros Aleim Aksuvim Elon, it's covered Parshas Zu. You have to read a couple of psukim in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, the Hain Me'arami Ovidavi Adhinei Vesi, right? The psukim that we say in the Haggadah, that is what we have to say in for the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Not for now. Why Dafka do we choose that to darshan and to quote the psukim in the Haggadah? Why don't we quote anything from Sefer Shmos? That is what is quoted. That's the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. We also have the Isser. There's an Aveira of Kohanim eating Bikurim before it's brought to the Azara. Mitzvah Taf Mem Tes in Parshas Re'eh. Shidim Nanu Milechol Bikurim Bal Zenem Lo Sucha Lechol Besharecha Trumas Yadecha Elo Bikurim. In Isser Doraisa, for the Kohanim to eat Bikurim before it is put down by the owner in the Azara. Says the Chinuch, interestingly, including this Isser is also a Zar, a non-Kohen, always eating Bikurim. Bikurim is only motif Kohanim. It's like Truma. But the same Isser applies to Yisraelim and Kohanim, even though the punishment is different. And he says there in Taf Mem Tes, V'havein b'ni zeh ha-chiluk, understand my son. Remember, he's writing the whole statement for his son. Understand my son, this chiluk, sheyesh bahen ben Yisrael a Kohen v'zacharoto, ben Yisrael to a Kohen. Why? When a Kohen eats Bikurim, before it is brought to the base of Migdash, he just gets Malkus. Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, right here. V'yalta tam elomer, don't wonder, how could he get Malkus if he himself is going to be able to eat it after it's brought to the Azara? He says, what is the big deal? There's another example of this, Meiser Sheni. If you eat Meiser Sheni out of Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. If you eat it in Yerushalayim, it's mutter. So do we here. In terms of time, if you eat it after it goes to the base of Mikdash, wonderful. Before you get Malkus. The Yisrael Shocha Bikurim calls man sheyochlem chayiv misa bidei shamayim. The cholzar lo yochal kodesh. It's the same food. One person could get misa, one person could get Malkus. Put it on the list. Think about if there's any other examples of this. But those are two other, there's the mitzvah of bringing mikra bikurim, there's a mitzvah of not eating bikurim. But in our parsha, we have one phrase, half a pasuk, which is the source for the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim. Reishis Bikurei an Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha. Bring the first of the fruit of your ground to the house of Hashem, to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Chinuch, Lahavi Bikurim LaMikdash, to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. V'hu HaPri HaRishon SheMizbashel BeIlon, the first fruit that ripens on a tree. SheChayavin Anu Lahavi Yosham. We are commanded to bring it and give it to the Kohen. That is the mitzvah. We learn something out from each phrase of this pasuk. We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, how far we have time to darshan each of these words. V'lo kol ha'ilanos b'mitzvah zu min ha-Torah. Not every tree is included in this mitzvah. Ela shivas haminim bilvad, only the seven minim. Only the shivas haminim. Shinishtafcha and ha'aretz bohem. Only the seven minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised about. V'heim. Chita, Saora, Gefetena, Rimon, Zesim, Tamarim. Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, Rimonim, Tainim, Rimonim are pomegranates, Zesim are olives, and Tamarim are dates. Right? Those are the seven Minim. Trumas and Maestras. What fruits are Chayav, Trumas and Maestras, Daraisa? That's a major machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say only Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar are Chayav, Daraisa. Wheat, and olives and grapes. Everything else is Durabanan. The Rambam holds that all fruit are Da'oraisa. Oranges, apples, pears, all of those would be Chayv and Shumas and Maestros Da'oraisa according to the Rambam, and only Durabanan according to Rashi and Tosas. Very important machlokas. But regarding Bikurim, they both agree. It's much, much more limited. And that is only Shivat Aminim. I guess according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's more expanded. But according to the Rambam, it's more limited. It's only the Shivat Aminim. Shneamar Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha Tavi, as the Pasuk says. Uba Pirish, and we know that the Pirish has been given to us, transmitted, Shalom Nomar Ela Al Zayin Peros Elu. Ulafi HaDome, and it appears to me, says the Chinuch, Ki Biderach Zu Linda Zechorna Levracha Lomar Kein. How did Chazal know this? Is there any hint in the Torah that it should only apply to Shivat Aminim? It says, Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha, bring the first of your fruits. So says the Chinuch, Ki Acher Shelo Huskru Peiros Achirim Chutz Me'elu B'Torah B'Shum Makom. Fascinating Ha'aretz. So simple, but it's fascinating. There are no other fruits mentioned in the Torah besides these seven. This is it. What other food is mentioned? Okay, Adashim, Lechem Adashim, they're making lentils by the Nizid Adashim, by Yaakov Avinu. But what other Peiros were mentioned in the Torah? So it must be that the Torah is referring to these seven fruit, these seven Peiros Haaretz, Vitzivanu Barachu Lahavi Me'artzenu Bikurei Peiros Tam. And the Torah says, bring the fruits of your fruits, Tam, Be'emes Yesh Ladun, Ki Ala Peiros Shodianu Batorah, Shein Ba'aretz, Sheshifa Sheshimcha Bahem, the ones that are found in the Torah, and that Eretz Yisrael is praised about, Al Osan Sivanu. About those we are commanded. Ve'efshar, and then he adds, Ki Yesh L'Rabbo Seinu Zechonu L'Vracha, Odech Recha Chasim Inyan. Maybe there's some other source somewhere, how you dash Shivas Aminim, O Shema Divrei Kabbalah Heim, maybe it's just a Mesorah. Right, if he quotes in the footnote, it knows, hey, the drasha from the Rabbeinu Bachai quotes, Gzeira Shava, Tavi Me'artzacha, and there it says, Eretz, Eretz and Artzacha, maybe that is the Gzeira Shava. Either way, Lamaisa, it applies to the, it applies to the Shivas Aminim. First fruits. V'chein ha'yadarkam lahaviosan. And that's why the derech was to bring them. Hasmuchim Yerushalayim evinosam rachim, v'rachokim yapshinosan. Those who live close to Yerushalayim brought them fresh. Fresh off the tree. The ones who live far from Yerushalayim, what, you live in Tveria? It's going to take you, how long is it going to take you to get to Yerushalayim by donkey, by horse? It'll take you a couple of days. The fruits are going to get dried out. It's going to be gross. Right? So what they used to do, they used to dry it out before they came. They used to dry out the grapes and the dates and the figs and then bring it to Yerushalayim. Right? There's no problem. Just dry it out and then bring it. What exactly was done? So the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Gimel quotes a little more expanded what Rashi says on this pasuk. First, let's do the Rashi. Rashi on this pasuk right here. Reishis Bikurim and Mascha. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim, right? That discusses all these mitzvahs. Ketzad Adam Nichnas LaToch Sadeyu. A person every day, when he knows his field is beginning to get ripe, he should go check every day. Do I see anything fried yet? Do I see any fruit yet? Do I see any blossoms yet? The second that he sees the first one that gets ripe, he runs to that one, even if it's not fully ripe yet. He ties a ribbon around it and he says, "Oh, this is going to be my Bikurim." Korech ala gemi l'simin u'makdisha is the language of Rashi, quoting Chazal. He ties a ribbon around it, and he is makdashit. Vein Bikurim elam shivas aminim. It says a Bikurim is only from shivas aminim. That is what Rashi says. And if you look in the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Gimel, he expands on this. Yored adam l'toch sadeyu, v'ruateinu shebichro, rimot shebichro. You see, go to your field, you see a fig, or you see a pomegranate that is getting right. Kore la shame. Right then, when it's still attached, you already call it Bikurim. Vein sarach likro l'shem achar tlisha. You don't have to designate it then after you detach it a couple weeks later. Right then, that's it. You already called it Bikurim. V'yafilu kodim shenigmar apri mahani kriya shem, even before it's ripe. Like it just says, right when it starts getting ripe, kriya shem helps. V'yemlo hifrish v'mechur mafrish betolish. Vidi eved, one was not mafrish while it was still mechuber, while it was still attached, then it could be mafrish even when it is detached. Ubi kurims continues the Minchas Chinuch, ein lohem shir min haTorah. There was no shir daraisa for bikurim. It says reishis bikurei ad mascha. There's no shir daraisa. Just like truma doesn't have a shir daraisa. Right? It's chita achas poteres zakri, as we mentioned. Meiser, by definition, it's eser. But Shuma has no shear, and Bikurim has no shear, and Peah has no shear, and Chala has no shear. Many of the matanos that we give do not have a shear. Midrabanan, they make up requirements. So Rak Midrabanan, Chazal said, Tzorach Lios Echen Mishishim. 1/60th. 1/60th is the shear for Bikurim. Vaharot Elasos Kol Sadeo Bikurim Osa. The Bechas Chinuch even quotes what it says in the Rambam and the Mishnayos. If you want to make your whole field Bikurim, you can. You can't make all of your field truma, because truma has to be muram from something by definition. Bikurim, you can make your whole field bikurim if one would want to. There is an important Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim. The Rambam says, at the end of Perek Gimel, after he talks all about the halachas of Bikurim, the Rambam says, Nimseis Omer, so if you read this whole Perek, it comes out, Shabikurim Teunin Shiva Dvarim. Bikurim needs seven things. It's a nice one-line summary of the Rambam. The seven things that you need for the mitzvah Bikurim. Paragimel halacha yudalid. This is in the Rambam. Number one, havas makom. You got to bring it. Got to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's this mitzvah. Number two, kli. You have to do it in a kli, as we'll see soon. Number three, kriya. That's a separate mitzvah also. Kriya, that's mikra Bikurim, learned out from Psukim in Kisavo. Number four, karbon, which we'll see soon. When you bring bikurim, you bring karbonus with it, a special karbon. Number five, shir. You sing. Sing a song with the karbon. Number six, tnufa. You wave the bikurim. Wave it with the Kohen, as the psukim describe in Kisavo. And number seven, lina. You have to sleep over. You're not allowed to leave. You bring the bikurim, you leave. No, just like by karbanos. There's a mitzvah of lina. You have to sleep over. You can never, like after yantif. You can never leave motzah yantif. You got to stay over till the following day. So too by bikurim. Even if you didn't bring the karban that goes with bikurim on that day, still, they have to stay over just for the bikurim. Those are the seven items that are needed for bikurim. Two of them are counted as separate mitzvahs. The other ones are prate ha-mitzvos. That is the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalid in Hilchos Bikurim. Okay, let us continue now. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Misharshe HaMitzvah. The Shorish of the Mitzvah is. Oh, just one other sheet I wanted to mention. This is a collector's item sheetah. We don't hold like this sheetah. And that is, we're talking about the process of Bikurim, the Me'iri and Avodah Zarah, on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. To answer up Akasha that's bothering the different Rishonim, the Me'iri there says that you need Lishma when it comes to harvesting the Bikurim. It has to be harvested L'shem Bikurim. Let's say you labeled your Bikurim, and then like you forgot, you saw the ribbon on it, but you were just quickly harvesting your field. That's a problem. He says, Shama me'achar sh'hayinu svurim, sh'lo basar mitchil l'kachar, ein mevi mikurim ela emke nilketu l'shem kach. You could not be Bikurim if it was gathered for this. And he's in the footnotes in the Me'iri. Eini yodea makarlos. I know what he's talking about. Umashakasa Bikurim. Paragimel Mishnah Aleph Pshita Shrak LeMitzvah Nemra. Shrei Pazak HaRambam. Halokeach Peiros Tlushin. V'lokach Karka. Maybe. If you buy fruit, Peiros Tlushin. Detached fruit, you bring Bikurim. It wasn't harvested. L'shma. V'tzarachin. So that's the sheet of the Me'iri relating to the process of Bikurim. Okay, let's get to some Ashkafa. Misharshi HaMitzvah. Says the Chinuch. Some of the messages behind the mitzvah. Kedei lahalos davar Hashem yisbarach arosim chaseinu. To be ma'aleh, to put the word of Hashem on the top of our simcha. V'nizkar v'neida. Ki me'ito baruchu yagielanu kol habrachos ba'olam. That we should remember and know that everything comes from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. The Klayaka writes at the beginning of Parshas Kisavo that the language of V'yarashta V'yashavta bo is only found in two places in the Torah. Number one by Bikurim, and number two in the Parsha of the Melech. V'yarashta V'yashavta bo. Why? What's the connection between those two? Says the Klayakar exactly what the Sefer Chinuch says here. Because you might think, you have a king, you have everything now, you're set up, you have your own government, or Bikurim, your field starts getting ripe. Kochi vosim yadi, I'm amazing, I did wonderful things. So right then, you might forget Hashem. La'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. Yishman Yisrael v'yivat, v'yishalu lohem in a sroris kachal agoyim, kach v'vashis Bikurim, ha'yikavana la'achnia rum levavam. Asher achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's why it says both of this same Lashon by both having a king and when it comes to Bikurim. Finish up, Al-Kain, Nitztavinu, back to the Chinuch, Nitztavinu l'avi l'mashar se beso. That is why to always remember Hashem. We are commanded to bring to the servants of His house, Reishis ha-pri ha-mispashel bi'ilonosav. The first of the fruit, that gets ripe. Umitoch ha-zechira v'kabalas malchuso. And through remembering this, and accepting Hashem's malchus, v'ho da'asenu l'fanav, ki ha-peros v'yeser kol ha-tov mito yavou, once we recognize that everything comes from Him, capital H, we will be right to get more bracha, and our peiros will be mizbarech as well. This is what Bikurim is about. According to many mefarshim, it's remembering our Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything. Right? And in other words, the Darki Musar, Rav Naiman writes in Parshas Kisavo, it's all about Hakaras HaTov. Certain mitzvos are about Hakaras HaTov. We discussed a couple of weeks ago, Kibud Av V'Em. Kibud Av V'Em, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, is all about Hakaras HaTov. Here, the Chinuch doesn't use those words. Here, the Chinuch just says to recognize that Hashem gives you everything, but if you think about it in a larger sense, it's all about Hakaras HaTov, writes the Darkei Musar. Lefichach tzarech ha'adam lahavid, ki kol maisa asher nidme lo shehu oseh ba'atzmo, ubekochahu. We think we do something. We think we plant a field. We think we accomplish, we do well on a test. We think we do well in a business deal. We think it's us. Bikurim teaches us, It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ein La'adam Kol Yecholas Atzmit. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says it's even alluded to, B'derek Drush, in the first phrase, in the previous parsha over there, Parsha Kiseitse. Kiseitse L'melcham Alayvecha. When you go out to war, and you have horses, and tanks, and clay milchama, Kiseitse L'melcham Alayvecha, if anything happens, you have to remember, Unisano Hashem Elokecha B'yadecha. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one that is Oseh Chayel. So that's the message of Bikurim. That is the message of Chazal Bereshis. Bishvil Reshis Shenikra Bikurim. It's amazing Rashi. First pasuk in the Torah. Bishvil Torah Shenikra Reshis. Bishvil Am Yisrael Shenikra Reshis. Bishvil Bikurim Shenikra Reshis. Bikurim. Out of all the mitzvahs you can think about, Torah is called Reshis. Wonderful. Am Yisrael. Bikurim? Yeah, because Bikurim is the mitzvah that you recognize everything's from Hashem. Bishvil, so that a Jew could recognize that everything comes from Hashem, that's enough for the world to be created. Bishvil Reishis, Bishvil Bikurim Shenikra Reishis. There's also a beautiful idea mentioned in the Nesiv Shalom, in the Slanim Rebbe, over there in Parshas Kisavo. It's where a lot of the action is for about the Mitzvah Bikurim. Slanim Rebbe says there is no other mitzvah in the 613, or I should say in the 248 Asays, that there is a Chiyuv to be Mishtachaveh. There's an Isra being Mishtachaveh, but Mishtachaveh, a mitzvah. Yes, when we hear Shem Hashem, we're Mishtachaveh. That's not a specific mitzvah to be Mishtachaveh when we hear Shem Hashem. But it says in the Torah, Mishtachaveh, what does Mishtachaveh mean? Why dafka that? So it says, the Slanim Rebbe, quoting the Kedushas Levi, or B'levi Yitzchak, in Parshas Kisavo, Mishtachaveh symbolizes Hisbatlus Hayesh. Giving myself up, realizing it's not me. As long as I'm focusing on myself, so that's a mechitza, that separates between me and Hashem. As the Baal Shem Tov says, Anochi omed ben Hashem uveneichem. I, it's the Anochi between Hashem and you. Anochi is omedes ke mechitza ben Hashem uveneichem. That's the problem. So Hishtachavayah symbolizes Shemachnia atzmo. I lower myself and I recognize everything's from Hashem. And he says, that's the Medrash. Hakol b'schus Hishtachavayah. Avram Avinu only came back from the Akedah b'schus Hishtachavayah. Avosenu lo nigelu mi Mitzrayim ela b'schus Hishtachavayah. B'nei Yisrael got the Torah b'schus Hishtachavayah. Kibbutz Goyis is only going to happen b'schus Hishtachavayah. Right? V'uvo ha'ovdem b'eretz Asher v'anidach v'hishtachavu l'Hashem bar kodesh. It's all about Hishtachavayah. Hishtachavayah is symbolizing giving up to Hashem. You're in charge of everything. I lower myself. That's what Hishtachavayah symbolizes. And that's what he says at the Pshad in Musaf on Yantif. What do we say? Ein anachni cholim la'alos v'leiraos u'lehishtachavos l'fanecha. So the pashas is, we can't do any of that because we don't have a base of Migdash. But he says, some are bothered. You can be Mishtachaveh now. What's the problem? The answer is no, you can't do full Hishtachavayah because we don't feel the gavos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a full Hishtachavayah without the base of Migdash. So that is what Bikurim is all about. Okay, that's what we'll stop there in the Hashkafeh. And now we'll move on. Says the Chinuch Midini HaMitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Masha Amr Zechron al-Vracha Shein Asurim Lazar. Kit Shruma Mishinechus Liyushalayim. It's Asur to a Zar like Shruma. Ume Eza Peres Meviyam Am Bikurim Midurabanan. Which Peres are Chayav Durabanan in Bikurim? This is a mystery line. You look at the footnote, we have no source. We know it's Shiva Saminim and nothing else. Trumas and Maestris, we have sources. What's Chayav Shumay? Yerakos are Chayav Midurabanan and Trumas and Maestris. Bikurim? So that is unclear exactly what the chinuch means, which fruit are chayiv midrabanan. Vishenitana bikurim lanchi mishmar. Who do you give bikurim to? So whenever you come to the base of Mikdash and you bring bikurim, you give it to the Kohanim's group that's working. That's working there. The anchi mishmar. Vishetu'unin kli. And you have to put in a special basket for hula kohen and mushal eitz. And you give the kli to the kohen, even if it's wood. Vishalo yavim adam bi'irba velo b'derachna. You bring it in a beautiful way. Bring it in beautiful baskets if you can. Skip a couple of lines. V'ketzon e'malon osan. And how do you bring it up? It's the beautiful Bikurim parade that is described in Mishnayos and Bikurim. V'simcha she'osan aleim avin osan v'yosan l'krasam. And the simcha that everybody comes out, all the people who are working have to stop and stand up and greet you, which, by the way, is one of the sources of whenever somebody's going to do a mitzvah, you stand up. One of the sources that some say why the minhag over the past 15 years or so has been people stand up when the chassan and the kallah come into the room. So when grandparents come into a room, start walking down the aisle, you have to stand up if they say batakum, if there's a kanim. But chassan and kallah, what's the source for that? Are they, is he a melech yet? Is he a malka yet? Only after the chuppah. Is that a melech and a malka yet? So some say maybe it's based on the halacha bikurim. Because bikurim, when somebody's going to do a mitzvah, you stand up and you give him kavod. So here, according to many rishonim, according to the Rambam, you're going to do a mitzvah. Marriage is a mitzvah. Even according to the Rush, it's a hechsher mitzvah. It's on your way to do a mitzvah. So therefore, that is one of the sources for doing that standing. Continuing the Sefer HaChinuch, V'noheges bizman habayis bizacharim. The mitzvah applies to males, ubeperes Eretz Yisrael, and the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, ubesuria, bevar yardin, and the surrounding lands. Avalo beperes chutzlaris, not to peres chutzlaris, for overall bitul asay. You don't bring bikurim, you mevatel and asay. It does not make, if you don't take bikurim, it does not make the rest of your fruit tevel, like truma and meiser, but you're mevatel this asay. A couple of points. Number one, it says bizachar males. Why males? Why is it? What, if a woman owns a field, she does not have to give bikurim? Why is that? So look at the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Yud, and he's bothered. He says maybe it's because, even though the Chinuch usually mentions this, Beferish, maybe it's because it's considered a Zman Grama, because we know the Mishnah is described. When do you bring Bikurim? So you can bring it from Shavuos until Sukkos. And if you bring it from Shavuos till Sukkos, you bring it and you do the Kriya, the Mikra Bikurim. If you bring it after Sukkos until Chanukah, so then you bring it, but you don't do the Kriya. So and after Chanukah is unclear. Minchas Chinuch assumes it's a machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam in Os Yud whether you can bring Bikurim after Chanukah at all. So that's a machlokas. He goes between Tosfos and the Rambam, but maybe he suggests maybe that's why it's a Zman Grama. But he says it's not so clear that would be called a Zman Grama. He talks about this in the next paragraph. He doesn't quote any of the Achronim on it, but this is a big sugya, how to define what a Zman Grama is. Usually Zman Grama means that there is a chefza today, it's no mitzvah today. Tomorrow, I have matzah today, it's not a mitzvah. I have matzah tomorrow, it is a mitzvah, that's a Zman Grama. What if you only have a mitzius that exists at certain times of the year? Is that called a Zman Grama? The Mitzias only exists. The Chacham Shlomo says this about Kiddush Levana. Is Kiddush Levana a Zman Grama? So the Chacham Shlomo assumes no. It's not a Zman Grama. There might be other reasons why women don't do it. But it's not why, because the mitzvah is to give a bracha to Hashem about the moon as the moon's getting bigger. So what, the second half of the month? It's not the moon's not getting bigger. You need the Mitzias there and it not being a mitzvah for it to then be a mitzvah. Right, that's how they answer the problematic Ramban. The Ramban in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Daled, the Ramban says Sfiras HaOmer is not a Zman Grama. Sfiras HaOmer is not a Zman Grama? That's the greatest Zman Grama in the world. Right? So some say, oh, it's a mistake in the Ramban. It's a Tosofer. It's a mistake. But others say, no. The mitzvah is to count between Pesach and Shavuos. When it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, it doesn't exist. That's not called a Zman Grama. Zman Grama means you have a lulav today. You have a shofar today. You have something today that's not a mitzvah. And tomorrow it will be a mitzvah. But if the mitzias does not exist, so maybe that's not called a Zman Grama. That's the Chachma Shlomo in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, in Simin Tav Chavav. Beautiful Chachma Shlomo. Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlow says it about the Ramban. But the Minchas Chinuch here says it about the mitzvah of Bikur. Maybe it only exists between this time period. So maybe it's not so clear that this is Zman Grama. So you got to put those three achronim together in terms of this discussion. One or two other points, and then we have to stop. Back in Oz Beis, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, do you have to bring Bikurim during Shemitah? There's a Rashi that we don't really focus on, but it's a Rashi on this pasuk. Rashi says, Beferish, even during Shemitah, that's what it says, Af. Right, the pasuk on this pasuk, Rashi says, on our pasuk, it says, even during Shemitah, you have to bring Bikurim. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, in his commentary on Rashi, says, that's not true. It's a mistake in Rashi. Can't be. Rashi says, where's my Gur Aryeh? Here it is. The Gur Aryeh says, Bevali ta soferu, dei shayach, dei shviyas, chayavit Bikurim. How can you say, vata hevesi, reishas priyadama, asher nasatali? Shviyas is all hefker. So how can you say Asher Nasatali? So the Maharal assumes it's a Torah Sofer. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, he says the Rambam and the Chinuch don't say it's not true. So Pashtus is, you would. They don't say you're Pater during Shemitah. So Pashtus, they would say, there is a Chiv of Bikurim during Shemitah. And he says Rashi also says it. So it is unclear exactly what's the halacha during Shemitah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There is a discussion, just an Oz Dalin, maybe get one more halacha in. In Oz Dalin, the Minchas Chinuch says, you could be shoel on Bikurim, even after you bring Bikurim, so just like Truma and Meiser, like a Neder, so to Bikurim, if need be, one could be shoel on Bikurim, if the need presents itself. Okay, so that is the halacha Bikurim. There's more, but we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll talk about it again, Bezrat Hashem, in Parshas Kisavo.